Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name is Anna and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, a free devotional, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, mums. So today is episode number 2 of the Rest in God series, which is a devotional for mums. And yes, it's Rest in God, which is something we really need as busy mums, isn't it? So today, the episode is, Come to me, all who are weary and burdened. So the verse is, Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. So that's the focus verse today. So I'm going to start by asking you a question, or actually several questions. So do you feel weary today? Do you feel burdened? Do you feel like there's a lot on your mind? If you do, this is very common for us as mums, isn't it? And, well, just as adults, I think, to be honest, we always have things on our minds, things on our hearts. And sometimes we go through seasons where those things that are on our minds burden us and we need God's rest. So I'm going to tell you a story about something that happened with me the other day, and that was that I was feeling very burdened. So I was feeling burdened about the whole COVID-19 situation in the world and how that was affecting my children. I was feeling burdened just thinking about the COVID-19 restrictions and our work as a family, like our ministry work as a family, how that was going to be affected. And I was also a bit burdened thinking about my work as a writer as well and as a content creator, because we live in a world where, well, basically the digital revolution means there's a lot of content out there, and sometimes it's difficult for someone who's a content creator to feel like what they're saying and what they're creating is even seen, because there's just so much out there, which is good in one way because we can all create content and people will see it, but sometimes it feels like it's difficult at the same time because there's so many things out there. And yeah, so I was feeling a bit burdened thinking about these things. Anyway, when I was thinking about these burdens, I turned to God and I felt Him show me that I was to surrender my burdens to Him. And I just felt that, something came to my mind, which was like a child when they hold their parents' hands when they're insecure about a situation, when they're going through something that they're unsure about. What they tend to do is hold the parents' hand, because the parent usually knows what's going on, and it's reassuring, isn't it? Well, just the fact that the parent loves the child, of course. But the truth is, the parent usually does know what's going on, and or has more of an idea of what's going on, and the child doesn't. And I felt God show me this, that I needed to surrender to Him, hold His hand, trust in Him, because He knows what's going on. He's sovereign, nothing comes as a surprise to Him. And He's good and He's powerful and He's sovereign. And so I just felt this, that I was to surrender my burdens to Him. God knows what's best for me and for my family and for my situation. So because He knows what's best, I can trust Him to work things out. I don't need to hold control over these things. So rest in God is not absence of activity, but rather it's the absence of anxiety. So it's just trusting in Him, basically, just trusting that He's good and that He's powerful and that He always has the best for us. And I think as adults, sometimes it's harder to have that faith in God, like that trust in God, because we're so used to kind of being, being independent and doing things on our own. And actually for children, I think in a sense it's easier because they're used to relying on their parents. But yeah, God just calls us to trust in Him. And that means that sometimes we don't know what's going on. And I think that's especially true now, like with the COVID-19 pandemic, that we're more aware of it. I mean, nothing has ever been like certain for us. Sometimes we thought it was, but the fact that the COVID-19 pandemic came and showed us with more certainty that we're not in control and things don't always go the way we plan. And that's okay, because God is sovereign and he only allows that which he wills to allow. And yeah, it's a complicated subject, but it's just encourage you today that God is sovereign, that he's good, and that nothing comes as a surprise to him, and you can trust him and surrender to him. Okay, so now for the questions for reflection. So the first one is, what Bible verses can you use to help remind you to give your anxiety to God? So that's the first question. And the second is, how does knowing that God is sovereign help you let go of your anxiety? So those are the two questions. Now I'm going to pray quickly. So, thank you, Jesus, that you call me to cast all of my burdens on you. Thank you that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Thank you that I can trust in you because you're good and you cause all things to work together for my good and your glory. Help me, Lord, to encourage my children to cast their burdens on you too. Amen. Well, that's it for our devotion today. I really pray that it blessed you, and yeah, that you got a lot out of it, that it encourages you today to really just trust in Jesus, trust in his goodness towards you, and that you would rest in him today, that you wouldn't be burdened, that you wouldn't be weary, that you would just rely on him and really grow in faith. So that's my prayer for you today.